Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is Barry Kantz, your host. This is show number 306 for September 25th, 2011. And the song you're listening to is One Nation Under a Groove by Gordon James from the album Enjoy. Music in this podcast is provided by IOTA PromoNet. Well, I want to welcome you to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. You know, we're one of the oldest travel shows on the internet as a podcast. We began the show in February of 2005 and produce it nearly weekly. And in fact, in mentioning that, next week, Laureen and I are taking a break. Laureen has an event, the Mac Computer Expo, in Windsor, California, where she lives, or nearby, I guess, in Petaluma, California. And I will be away taking a look at some of the beautiful fall colors here in Michigan and taking a little trip around and enjoying that with some friends. Also, I want to mention, too, that the Home Base Travel Agent Show is here for you. What we do is bring on guests to interview, and we like to do that because these guests have interesting information for you as a travel agent or as someone in the travel-related business. Or even if you're interested in the travel business, we're here for you, and everything is here for free. You can download the show for free. You can check out the website for free, and the website is hometravelagent.net. That's www.hometravelagent.net. Now, I want to mention that when we do interview guests here, we do this for free. We don't charge them a fee to interview them. We have them on the show because we find that they have an interesting product, and we want to pass that information along to you. We do have one paid advertiser, and that's GoToMeeting, and you'll hear a little bit more about them in a minute. But I wanted to mention that all of our guests are here because we find what they have to offer of interest to you in some way, shape, or form. So once again, thanks for tuning in to the Home Base Travel Agent Show, and we'll be into the co-hosted segment in a minute, and we're going to serve up the show in a little different manner today. We won't have the news section at the end. It's going to be followed up with an interview of Laureen Romero. We started the interview with our guests, and Laureen lost her internet connection. Her Wi-Fi connection overheated and dropped out. And she wanted to make some comments about her experience with the guest's product. And so a day later, when she was at home and with a good internet connection, we brought her back and recorded her perspective on the guest's product. So you'll hear that right after what we typically call the co-hosted segment. So, stand by, take a listen to the whole thing, and I think you'll enjoy it. You'll find out more information about how you can help your clients as a travel agent. Okay, we are sponsored by GoToMeeting. And I found that it's challenging to get all my colleagues together for a meeting. In fact, my colleagues are spread across the county here that I work in. And, and I'm traveling too, so it's pretty difficult to get everybody together at the same time. So I use GoToMeeting by Citrix. And, it doesn't matter where the team members are, I can meet, and all I need is an internet connection to join GoToMeeting, and in seconds, everyone is on the same page. And it's just as easy for you as it is for your attendees. Now, it makes conference calls that much more effective as well. And if you use HD faces, you can actually see the faces of the people that you're talking to through the connection, the video. You have live video coming through on the meeting, and you can see the people that you're talking to, which is a great feature for HD faces. And you can see for yourself, and you can check this out, all with a free trial that's offered to my listeners. And all that you have to do is visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter the promo code PODCAST. And when you do that, you help the show out. So it's easy to set up meetings, easy for people attending your meeting, plus GoToMeeting lets you hold as many meetings as you want for one flat monthly rate. And voice over IP and toll-free audio conferencing is included. So check it out today. Go to GoToMeeting.com and enter the promo code PODCAST. And there's one other favor that I'd like to ask of you, and that is go over to PODCASTAWARDS.com. That's www.PODCASTAWARDS.com. And nominate the Home Base Travel Agent Show for the best travel show. And I'd really appreciate this. The nomination process takes about 2 minutes. It's very quick. and this helps our show gain recognition among podcasters and listeners alike. And I really appreciate you supporting the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. You know, we may not win the award. The voting starts in October. But at least being out there and being seen by other people will help our listener base as much as anything. So I would appreciate you checking out the podcastawards.com. Go over there and vote for the Home-Based Travel Agent Show, or actually nominate the Home-Based Travel Agent Show at this time. You can vote after October 1st. But do that for me. I'd really appreciate it. It will be great to see the Home-Based Travel Agent Show over there as a nominee. So thanks once again. And with that, what I want to do is get into the co-hosted segment of the show. And again, the show is presented a little bit differently, so stand by. There's more to come after the interview about the product that we're going to be talking about today. So with that, here we go. Well, welcome everybody to the Home-Based Travel Agent Show co-hosted segment. And Laureen Romero joins us today. And she is going to show us a little bit, or actually tell us, I should say, tell us what a little technology called the iPad can do in a mobile studio. And we also have a guest, so I'm going to turn it over to Laureen and let her explain all of that to you. And take it away, Laureen.
Thank you, Barry. Yeah, today my recording studio is AKA the car on my iPad via Skype with my MiFi wireless. Wasn't able to make it home to be in my normal environment. So if you hear an occasional car go by, I apologize. But I am in my mobile studio and it's all good. So happy to be here. And even happier to be able to introduce our guest. I was able to meet Jay Rubenstein, who is the sales director of sales for the Royal Kona Resort. I've met him twice, the first time in Emeryville when he was here to do a traveling show on the Big Island. He was with Waynette and all the other lovely people who were running around like mad people all over California. Met him there. Reconnected when I was on the NACTA Big Island Masters program. And the reason we're having them on the show is they have like the coolest hotel, the Royal Kona Resort. I'm like, what? It's a little thing. It's very different than the, you know, mass market hotels and the big chains. And I was so impressed by the facility and how Jay treated the traveling there that I pulled him aside, said, I want to have you on the podcast to be able to talk about your facility. And like a month and a half later, here we are. So I'd like to introduce Jay Rubenstein of the Royal Kona Resort. And Jay, welcome to the show and tell us about your great place.
Well, aloha, everybody, and aloha to you. The invitation, it's an honor to be with you all. And it's an honor meeting everybody. Gosh, it's been a month already. Seems like it was just last week. But, you know, we're a totally different kind of operation here. You know, our property is, with me, what you see is what you get, the old WYSIWYG. And my whole philosophy is let's provide our guests an amazing vacation, amazing time, and give them what they pay for, you know. And as long as, you know your clients, you qualify them. You know, there's a wide variety of places and hotels and condos and things to send your people to. And knowing your client is the biggest, most important factor in this whole thing we call travel agency and tourism. And our property, you know, it was built in the 60s. It was 1968. It was the first foundation was poured. And our owners have had it for over 26 years. We sit in downtown Kailua Kona, and the neat thing about the property is it's still old Hawaii. You know, it has been refurbished since the 60s, so don't get worried there. But we're not a marble and glass palace, which is something I always point out. You know, we're not the Four Seasons. You know, we're not that level of luxury. We're for your moderate traveler basically wants the few things. They want the best value, the best location, best staff, best food and beverage, the best of everything, and still want to be able to go out and spend a lot of money elsewhere. Yeah, so I was saying that, you know, if you'd agree that this place is the perfect place for someone who's looking for more of a great spot with, you know, great food and beverage, great views, and a place where they can stay and still not break the bank. One thing we do offer all of our guests that check in, we provide them with 20% discount coupons for food and beverage, which is an amazing deal. They can go out to the Don's Mai Tai Bar, which is probably the best bar in Kona, to have Mai Tais, poo-poos. Everybody knows what poo-poos are. They're not the things that your little kids leave on the floor. They're hors d'oeuvres or appetizers. We do happy hour from 4 to 6 p.m. But 20% off food and beverage, so that's a great deal, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Another great option is our luau that runs Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday nights. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday nights from 5 to 8 p.m. It's the best show in Kona. We offer a buy one, get one half off for our hotel guests. So lots of great value here at the Royal Kona Resort, and it's what makes it special is the location of the property. Over 80% of the room view are better, and you can park your car or get off the shuttle and walk across the street to a myriad of shopping, places to shop, restaurants, every kind of food you'd want to eat, from Japanese, Chinese, Thai, Italian, Mexican, Outback Steakhouse, Bubba Gump's. Heck, you can walk down the street and get a tattoo. You can go walk down to the pier. I mean, there's just about everything. There's a farmer's market, lots of galleries, ice cream, shave ice, you know, all the fun stuff. And it's all right across the street and right next door. There's even a couple places that stay open past 10 o'clock on the weekends for a little bit of nightlife. But, you know, remembering Kona is a sleepy little town, and, you know, it's everybody shuts down as soon as the sun goes down. But there are a couple little places that you can go dancing, and there's some great little nightlife spots. But you don't need a car, you don't need a shuttle, you don't need a cab. You can just walk to town, which is really cool. Another thing, you know, we do offer is it's been selling fantastically because of the value we put in this package. It's our experience package. It's called the Royal Experience, and it's a five-night minimum. We offer an oceanfront room, breakfast daily, buffet breakfast daily for two, a luau combo for two, and a historical dinner cruise with Hawaiian music buffet right here in Kona, and that's for $195 a night. So if you put a pencil to that, it's crazy inexpensive, and the value is amazing.
Yeah, that's very good.
Yeah, it's and we threw in an oceanfront room, which, you know, just that alone is going to cost you $169 a night. So and those are the kind of value-added things that people are going to use, too. They're not going to use a lavender-smelling shower cap, you know, like that. Yeah. These are things that people are, you're going to have breakfast, and you're going to do a luau, and you're going to do a dinner cruise. So those are, you know, two of your night meals are taken care of, so it's almost our little all-inclusive, if you want to say that as well.
Yeah, so, that's very nice.
That's cool. And, you know, one thing we see, people say, well, guys, there's no beaches in Kona, and there's nothing, you know, that you guys are right on the rocks. Well, what they don't realize is on our property at the Royal Kona, we have a private lagoon that was created by Mother Nature, and it's private for our hotel guests. You know, high tide, it's chest deep. Low tide, it's waist deep. Full of fish, eels, crabs, crustaceans. And we get the honu, which is the turtles that come in there when the tide's high. And it's a little secret that nobody knows about, and it's for our hotel guests only. So that's pretty cool. And you can get snorkel gear right next door at Snorkel Bob's for $2.50 a day or $9 a week. So, again, there's lots of fun things that people can do. It's very family-friendly. It's easy access, and there's stairs built into the rocks that you can get into. There's no currents. There's no toothy creatures that are going to take you away. So it's very, very cool. We're really proud of that. And, then, again, when you do the back to the experience package, you can walk to the Kailua Pier to take the snorkel cruise. You can walk to the pier to go jet skiing or parasailing or hop on Atlantis submarine. So the location itself is just amazing for the Royal Kona Resort.
Yeah, that sounds very good. How many rooms do you have there?
We have 436, and as I mentioned, about 80% of them have an ocean view or better. You know, we have our lead-in rate, which is our standard room. Well, they used to call it garden view, but when I got here, I changed that to standard because, honestly, you don't want to tell somebody they're going to get a garden when they're not looking at a garden. And those, you know, again, that's your lead-in rate. But even some of those rooms, I just got a card from a customer, a couple that was here on their honeymoon. We sent them their bottle of champagne, which, you know, it's not Cristal or anything, but, hey, it's cold and it's bubbly.
Yeah.
They thank me for their champagne. And they said, oh, by the way, thank you so much for the upgrade to the ocean view. So I reservation and I was going to write them back. And they were in a standard room. But because it looked over the rooftop, we call it standard, you know, because we don't want to bait and switch. So, you know, it's all in the perception. These people thought they had the best room in the hotel and they were basically paying for a standard view. So.
Oh, yeah, that's very nice.
So if you can imagine, if you're paying for a partial ocean or an ocean view or an ocean front, you're going to get tops. You know, it's definitely no bait and switch. It's all truth in advertising there. And, you know, we've got flat screens in all the rooms. There's Wi-Fi throughout the property and in the rooms. You know, there's a nominal charge for it. But that's how we keep our price, our daily price as low. So, you know, we don't have a resort fee, but if you want to use Wi-Fi, you can pay for it. If you have a car, you can pay for it. There's a small fee for daily parking. But if you don't have a car, you don't have to pay for it. If you don't have Wi-Fi or you don't have your computer, you don't have to pay for it. We have a little business area at the front desk that if you want to print out your boarding passes, go ahead and do that. We have a great little fitness center on property that, you know, it's basically a guest room that we converted into a fitness room. It's on the ground floor, looks right over the ocean, so you can go out there, get on the elliptical, work up a sweat, use the free weights, do some exercising, do some Pilates, and it's all complimentary. That's on the same building and the same floor of where our Lotus Center Spa is, which, again, it's not a gigantic spa that you'd find sprawled out in the Arizona desert, but they've got converted guest rooms that it's the therapist that make the treatment, you know, and it's very affordable, it's on property, and not something that some of the resorts don't have. We have, a hair salon. We have our wedding center on property that our people in the romance department are busier than bees. That's one thing that isn't been affected by the recession is the weddings. People are getting married. People are doing rituals. It's very popular. We've got some beautiful spots on property to do receptions and weddings and all that fun stuff if they're willing to go through do the deed, you know.
Yeah. Now, unfortunately, you know, for our listeners, we lost Lorene. Apparently her Wi-Fi mm-hmm. connection didn't hang in there, and so mm-hmm. we lost her. But in our conversation before we started the recording, you know, she was mentioning, Jay, and you talked a little bit about it too, that you travel around to a lot of travel shows and work with travel agents.
Yes, we do. You know, one thing we do is, you know, we're always on the road trying to promote our property. And being a smaller, you know, we're a small hotel company with my property here in Kona, and we have the Royal Lahaina in Maui, which most people are more familiar with the Royal Lahaina just because Maui has more of a well-known name in the island chain. And I just got another email from a guest that, you know, I took care of him, and he wrote me back and says, and this is the typical what I love hearing, is he goes, we had the best time we've ever had in Hawaii, and he goes, I just wish I would have come to the Big Island first, because now it's our favorite island. And, you know, that's what I do. I get out there and I try to sell the destination, because people need to realize that there's so much to do on the Big Island. It's such an amazing, fun place with big, beautiful beaches and zip lines and astronomy and nature and spirituality. I mean, there's so much to do, and it's not crowded, and that's the fun thing. Great dining, and you know, it just doesn't have that popular name as, you know, people hear of Hawaii, they think Waikiki or Maui, you know.
Right.
And it's kind of like it's a diamond in the rough out here on the Big Island, and I kind of like it that way. But with our what I do with my travel is an agent incentive where we reward our agents for supporting us. It's a real simple way for agents to earn free room nights at our hotel. It's for every three room nights you book, every pair of three, so you need six nights, I give you a free night. And you can track them on our website at hhr.net. I can send that out or something. But it's you win free nights for each set of rooms you book, so six nights you get a free night, and you can earn as many as you want. You can earn them at both hotels and combine them if you sell both hotels. You can go back to 2010 and remember to try to track where if you've sent anybody to our property, and I'll accept that. And it's a great way to get a free vacation and come out and see us and experience what we've been talking about.
Sounds very nice.
Yeah, and also with that incentive as well, is if you go to our website, you become a member. It's real simple. You just make your name. When you have guests coming to our hotel, you can either go online and request an amenity or just email me, which most people just email me and say, hey, Jay, I got the Smiths coming on the 5th, and what I do is I send them a nice box of chocolates, a handwrite a card that would say, like, hey, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Lorene from ABC Travel wanted to thank you for staying with us, and it's a complimentary gift from you on me, and it's, I handpick the rooms, I make sure they're VIP, the windows are washed from the salt spray. Just a little extra touch where the guests feel so special, and it's something they don't get from the OTAs. And that's, how we keep our relationship with travel agents, that little extra special, again, that you don't get when you book with an OTA.
Yeah, very good. That helps with repeat business a lot.
Absolutely. And I get people all the time saying, hey, I saw, this is my friend got, and what can I do? And it's relationships, in this business. And I personally would rather work with a human being than a computer, and I always want to support the people that support us, and it's a simple way of rewarding the hardworking agents out there, for sure.
Yeah, that's great. Now, if people want more information, that you're going to be attending some shows coming up here, so where could they see you at if they're also attending these shows?
But next week, I'm going to be up in the Seattle area. The following week, I'll be up at MLTU. I don't know if a lot of people know about that one, so that'll be Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So I'll be there, and then, a lot of the most of my travel's done this year, but, man, we'll be out in full force. We have Jennifer Carvalho is our sales manager based in Long Beach, who's all up and down the coast in the California area, and I handle pretty much all the rest of the world. So I can give everybody my email address, my telephone number, and I welcome calls, emails, and people got questions. People coming in, they want me to take care of them. That's what it's all about. It's that I do this for a living, to make people happy. I don't definitely not doing it for the money. I do it to make people have wonderful vacations, and because that's what we're here for. When I see people, when I get cards and letters from people that say, you helped make our vacation the most wonderful thing, best time we've ever had in our lives, that's satisfying to me. And, and I know that if I can help agents be educated on the Big Island or Kona, even if they're not sending them to me all the time, because not everybody's, my hotel is not for everybody. And just like the Four Seasons is not for everybody either. It's all about the experience, and a lot of times people will say, well, gosh, coming from the Midwest, such a far place, I said, well, make it part of the adventure, start with day one, man, write a journal and we're getting on the plane, and it's 4 a.m., but make it part of the adventure. Don't make it the part of the burden, and it's all about sales and making it fun. So,
people do want to get a hold of you, how would they do that?
Real easy. Best way is email, because I've got attached to the BlackBerry. It's my name would be Jayr for my last name Rubenstein. So Jayr@HawaiianHotels.com. So Jayr@HawaiianHotels.com. Or I give them my direct line at 808-930-3249. Again, that's 808-930-3249. And, we're out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. I'm usually here by 7 in the morning, and I'm out of here at 5 because I got soccer games and kids to take care of. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like many of us.
Yeah.
And what I'll do is, for those of you that are on a treadmill or driving down the road or something, you can always be assured that I'll put this information in the show notes and the email address. And I don't always put the phone numbers in there. I don't know if that causes a problem or not, but I just tend to put the emails in the show notes, so that'll be there available, and also a link to the website.
That'll work. Yeah, we have hhrtravelagents.net, and that stands for Hawaiian Hotels and Resorts Travelagents.net, and that's where we keep track of our agents and our agent incentive, and you can log on to keep track of all your bookings, and we keep track of them as well, and it's a good way to make sure you're getting rewarded for all the hard work you do.
All right, that's great. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time and coming on board and putting up with some of our technical difficulties here. And we do have those from time to time. We're dealing with the internet and technology, so, and cars and mobile studios.
I just thought she got so excited she was going to fly over here and meet us again. So
I'm sure she'd like to.
But it's been my pleasure, and if you guys ever have any questions, give me a buzz, send me an email, and I'm happy to join the podcast anytime.
All right. Well, it's been a pleasure having you. It's been a pleasure talking to you, Jay, and wish you the best of success.
Mahalo. We'll see you all again. Ahui ho.
Okay, I want to thank Jay for the great interview, and we lost Laureen there early on in the interview, and I think Jay was a bit disappointed as a result because he was looking forward to having Laureen describe her experience with the Royal Kona Hotel Resort and talk about some of the things that she experienced as well while he was doing the interview. And we lost that, but, you know, I have Laureen on the phone right now, and we're going to make up for that. But as a result of that, I'm going to drop the news segment of the show and have Laureen talk a little bit about her experience at Jay's place. So, Laureen, what do you think?
Yeah, that sounds good. It's when modern technology and weather collide badly. Just for anybody who wants to do a session in their mobile devices on a really hot day, don't try to be on the internet because, you know, iPhones, telephone, well, not telephones, but cell phones, iPad, and Verizon MiFis don't do heat well. So when they don't do well, they just turn off. They're not like us who force ourselves to do things when we're not supposed to. They just go, no more. So that's why we dropped off as my MiFi got too hot and it wasn't going to play anymore. So Barry and I found a workaround, and thank you, Barry, for having me on the show, because
sure.
Jay was awesome. I have to tell you that my experience on being on the NACTA fam with the Royal Kona Resort was wonderful, to the point that I have a potential client who may be sending a couple over, and this is the facility that I would highly recommend for booking for them. It's not part of your typical Marriott, Sheraton, Starwood, Westin, any of those chains. It's individual, solely owned, and it shows. It's not going to be for your clients who are used to gathering their frequent flyer miles at a particular hotel chain, but it definitely shows. As I said, they have a beautiful lagoon. The rooms are spacious. They're beautiful. Their packages are very good. In fact, you should go to their website at www.royalkona.com and take a look at the different packages that they offer. And whoever your tour operators are that you work with, or you want to work with them individually, please do and support them, the uniqueness of their facility. They have a couple restaurants on site, and we had a cocktail reception that the food was absolutely wonderful. They had these pork sliders. Oh my God, they were so good that some of us were talking amongst ourselves, the fellow travel agents. And so, of course, I had to go and hunt and gather for everybody because that's what I do. I talked to Jay and I asked him if Chef would share his recipe with us and that I would take on sending that recipe to all the NACTA travel agents who were at the trip. And Jay got back to me with the recipe from Chef within 24 hours. So I knew right away that this particular place was very good at follow-up, very good at customer service. And Chef gave the recipe for like quantities of 40. And to just pick the amount you want, because it would have been huge, a huge amount. I don't cook for 40 or more people personally, but the recipe that was with the coleslaw included blue cheese, and that's what we couldn't figure out. It's like, what? There's something in the coleslaw that was unique, and all their food was wonderful. They had ahi, which, of course, anybody who knows me love ahi. It was so fresh. It had grilled portobello mushrooms, a whole variety of things there. Popcorn shrimp was a hit. And they just take really special care of you. The bar that we were in they had sports televisions up. They were big screen TVs. But it was right on the water. And it was open air. And it was a gorgeous night, of course. It's on Hawaii. And when we did our site inspection of the facility, they did a variety of different rooms. And all of them were immaculate. And the furniture was all in very good shape. The location of the hotel or the resort was in a very good spot over on the Kona side, right on the water. Like I said earlier, it had a lagoon. And the staff was very friendly. And they definitely have the different sort of attitude of old school. So if you've got clients who are going to be on the Big Island, and when you book your clients, you need to decide, are they Kona Island side or are they Hilo side people? And then once you evaluate the client and you clarify and qualify what's for them, I definitely recommend this place. Definitely look on the website to see what they have to offer. And again, it's not going to be for your frequent flyer client who wants to build up their Westin or Marriott points. It's going to be some clients who want something a little more Hawaiian, a little more individual. And take a look at this place. It's definitely worth giving a shout out to, which is why we had invited Jay to come on. He's a very nice man, travels way too much. In fact, right after the interview, I know he was on the road because I emailed him to thank him for the time to be able to talk with him and apologize about getting cut off. And he was already had his out of office reply on because he's going again back out on the road. So this is a nice facility, very well kept, groomed, in a great central location, also on the water, and it's single owned. And that's one of the differences that really made it remarkable. They're not part of a chain, and their prices reflect that. They're not needing to save up revenue to buy another hotel. Their hotel's paid for, and the money goes back into investing it. Their packages are very reasonable. Take a look on the website and be able to judge for yourself. So thank you, Barry, for letting me come back on. I will send you a couple pictures to put up on the blog. Okay. Of our NACTA group. I will also send you a picture of Jay Waynette and Bob from NACTA. I was able to get a really good shot of them in my ever so ladylike self of, hey, you guys, get back together. I want to take your picture. So, you know, I'm ever so kind. But I got a good photo of them.
Yeah. You know, Lorraine, I was wondering here, and this leads into our email, but I wonder how many people made a note, a mental note, to go get something to eat wherever you are after you described the food there at the Royal Kona. I mean, I heard you were talking about that pork sandwich, and I'm sitting here thinking, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to go get me a snack. So, you know, if that happened to you, you know, drop us an email.
Really, if you decided you want to check it out. And Barry, I'll make sure to email you that recipe. And if any of the listeners want the recipe, why don't you email me at sharptongued@mac.com, and I'm happy to share the recipes. Again, measure towards the amount you need. You may not need, you know, 40-person type, but the recipe is completely written out and with all the ingredients, and the measurements are a little on the high side.
Yeah, just divide by 20 or whatever.
Well, thank you, Barry. I will not be on the show next week. This time next week, I'll be in the midst of craziness for our Mac Computer Expo. And so I'm taking a week off, as will you, because you are actually also taking the weekend off.
I am. And we have some friends coming up, and we'll probably try to enjoy some of the colors here in Michigan as a result of the change in seasons.
Well, you deserve the break, and I wish you a safe, long weekend, and have a great time with your friends and with Gail.
Yeah, thank you.
So if our listeners want to reach you, what is a good email address for you?
Well, they can reach me at Barry@hometravelagent.net, and on Facebook, facebook.com/Barry.Kantz. And Laureen, how about you?
I can be reached at sharptongued@mac.com, and that's sharptongued@mac.com. I can also be reached on Facebook at Laureen R, and I will talk with you the next time.
Yeah, thanks, Laureen.